If you travel Route 93 through the Hooksett tolls in New Hampshire on a regular basis, as I do, you may be wondering when that road work will be done, and you may be wondering what it's all for. Here's a man who can answer those questions. Bill Boynton with the New Hampshire Department of Transportation is here to give us kind of a primer on open road tolling. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
What's the benefit of open tolling?
Well, there are many, and quite honestly, it's a more convenient and safer option for electronic tolling customers. It's 5.5 times more efficient than a conventional toll booth. For example, we process about 400 vehicles an hour in a manned toll booth. EasyPass has brought us to 1,200 an hour. ORT takes us to 2,200 vehicles an hour. So obviously you're putting much more traffic through a facility, eliminating lane changing, eliminating slowing down, idling in traffic, all of that sort of thing that makes for a better experience for the customer.
So how much do you, I mean, obviously those stats, it's not very impressive. How much will this help with times of peak traffic flow? I'm thinking of holiday weekends, you know, when you see those backups along the toll.
Well, 3 years ago at this time, we were getting ready to introduce the first open road tolling facility in New England at the Hampton Tolls on I-95, also known as the Blue Star Turnpike. There were some skeptics that didn't think that was going to make much of a difference on what had been some legendary long lines on the summer weekends.
Sure.
But it really has greatly reduced any kind of backups and had been successful from day one, really. We had a Boston Globe columnist say afterwards that everything he ever said bad about New Hampshire, he takes back and apologizes. And in a state that has MIT and Harvard, why can't they do what New Hampshire has done? So it's been very popular for the region. This is the second major one in the region that's opening up on the major corridor that goes right up through New Hampshire. Hooksett is a busy toll plaza. It has over 25 million transactions a year, upwards of 80,000 vehicles a day during the summer. So it's going to make a difference at Hooksett. It's going to, again, save time and money. We believe it'll save something like 14.5% in travel time, several hundred thousand gallons of gasoline a year, improve air quality. So there are a lot of pluses associated with it.
How about the impact on safety?
Well, safety, if you've traveled through the Hampton tolls, you know that there is concrete barrier that essentially separates the regular highway speed electronic tolling customers from the conventional toll plaza. So for about 1,800 feet on each side of the plaza, you've entered into these open road lanes. And once you're committed, you're in. And there's no, by the time you emerge on the other side, those vehicles that have stopped at the plaza are back at highway speeds. And so you're not getting the speed disparities. You're not getting the lane changes. Studies have shown that there's a 60% reduction in accidents at compared with a conventional toll plaza.
So even though you're maintaining highway speeds, you're saying the safety record is much better with open road tolling.
Right, because you're not coming up beside other vehicles that are slowing down to pay. You're already entered into this corridor much earlier than the plaza.
Gotcha. Well, now, where's the funding for upgrading the tolls come from? Is this a federal program? Is it a combination of federal and state funds?
Solely paid for by the turnpike users. We have 90 miles of turnpike in New Hampshire. This is a capital program. Some of our major projects in recent years have been on the turnpikes, and that's why you've seen some major improvements in places like the Spalding Turnpike in Rochester and on the Everett Turnpike. So solely by turnpike users, it has been accelerated by our reissuing of bonds at more favorable interest rates, which allowed us to save some money and expedite this project.
Are there plans to roll out to other toll plazas?
It's all based upon the ability to pay for this kind of improvement. We are looking next, I believe, at the Bedford tolls on the Everett Turnpike and further down the line on the Spalding Turnpike with Rochester and Dover.
Bill Boynton with the New Hampshire Department of Transportation here to talk about open road tolling and the imminent opening of open road tolling in the Hooksett Toll Booth. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.